We are broadcasting from Liverpool for the next 2 weeks here, and then we return to Spain until Easter. While we're in Liverpool, we are doing our best to visit as many Beatles-related things as possible. Of course, the Beatles, it's one of, if not the first thing you think of when you think of popular culture, Britain, 1960s. Especially if you say Liverpool, 1960s. But of course, there is another major, massive British pop icon from the 1960s. Of course, James Bond. Now, I have been watching with me dad a little DVD. We got it in free with the newspaper or something. It's called Bond Girls Are Forever. And in the documentary, it's a wonderful documentary, interviewing all the sort of ex-Bond girls. And they visit Pinewood, which of course is famous for being used to make a lot of films. Some of the early Superman films, I think Superman 2 in particular, which is classed as a British film, I believe, according to Empire magazine. Harry Potter, and of course James Bond. They have the 007 set, the 007 stage, if you like. When I think of Pinewood, the first thing I think of is James Bond. I think of James Bond, first thing I think of is Pinewood and all those wonderful films that they've made using the facilities. And Pinewood have a wonderful website. The address is pinewoodgroup.com, and they have like a news section, so you can check out their latest news. For instance, it was published on the 1st of December, related to the Chronicles of Narnia, the Voyage of the Dawn Treader, the premiere. It was filmed partly, I believe. I'm just reading the information here. It was partly shot at Pinewood Studios. They made use of the E and R stages, and Gulliver's Travels as well was extensively filmed at Pinewood on the A, B, C, L, M, R and S stages, as well as in Pinewood's gardens and the paddock tank. There you go. What's a paddock tank? Not too sure, but watch the film and you will see the paddock tank. And also, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1. Pinewood Studios Group recently carried out post-production on the newly released Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1. So, you think of all the big major films, and very often Pinewood is involved in it somehow. So check out their website if you can. And also, they're on Twitter as well. The page is twitter.com/PinewoodStudios.